Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle, here in the United States, in North America, on planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a far better and much happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. With that, I'd like to also mention the efforts of the Emoto Peace Project and their efforts to help the children of Fukushima. They produce what's called angel water and give it free to the children of Fukushima. Angel water has been scientifically proven to prevent cancer, and they're doing wonderful work. If you'd like to support their efforts, please see their website at www.emotopeaceproject.net. You can also send donations to help them out and to my Out of This World radio website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and any donations will be given directly to the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries, and today's show, I guarantee, will be really out of this world. For the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., we'll be interviewing Jay Widener, the producer of Gaiam TV. They've had some incredible shows, including a series with Corey Good, who's been on the Mars, the Moon, and around the solar system in the secret American space program. Jay and his wife, Sharon Rose, will be releasing a new film called The Last Avatar, which will premiere, I believe, on August 3rd next week. We'll be discussing the movie and Jay's wonderful television program. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. Seattle time, we'll be interviewing Gordon Asher Davidson, who's written a wonderful book entitled The Transfiguration of Our World, How a Light Alliance is Transforming Darkness and Creating a New Earth. Both Gordon and I have been in contact with the Galactic Alliance, which is an alliance of approximately 7 trillion entities, who are mostly human and all benevolent. They are approximately 100,000 years ahead of us technologically, and 30 to 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually, and deeply care about us, and they are behind the scenes helping us now as we speak. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of the show, including the wonderful Crystal Voids Bookstore in Tacoma. They're located at 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, just down the street from the Tacoma Mall on 38th Street. The Crystal Voyage is a wonderful bookstore, one of the best in the Seattle-Tacoma area, and one of the things that I like about it is the energy feels so good. When you walk in, your spirits are literally uplifted. In my opinion, they have some of the best selection of metaphysical and spiritual music and books, and their energy is wonderful. Their telephone number is 253-272-4367, and tonight, actually, from 7 to 9 p.m., at the Crystal Voyage, I'll be giving a presentation on the Galactic Alliance and how you can contact them. Please bring your questions. I hope you enjoy it. Also, this weekend from Saturday, on Saturday and Sunday, August 1st and 2nd, I'll be giving readings all day at the Crystal Voyage, and so I hope to see you there. The following weekend, on August 8th and 9th, if you'd like to go to the ocean, I'll be at a psychic fair in beautiful Ocean Shores, Washington, right on the Pacific, giving readings. So if you'd like to see the ocean and have a psychic reading, please come out. Then in about 3 weeks from now, from August 19th to the 23rd, I'll be a speaker at a wonderful UFO conference organized by Rob Potter in Mount Shasta, California. Mount Shasta is the site of an energy vortex where you regularly see benevolent ET craft flying around, and it's a pretty amazing place. If you'd like tickets or more information, please visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. Finally, from September 11th through the 13th, and a month after next, I'll be hosting a visit to James Gillian's UFO Ranch in Trout Lake, Washington. I will be giving readings during that visit, and also people will be able to see UFOs. I'll also be giving a lecture on UFOs and life beyond this planet. There are several energy vortexes at Mount Adams, of which James Gillian's ranch is located on one. There's also a special healing center, at least two different healing vortexes. So if you are if you need help in healing in something, either spiritually or physically, please visit. I think you'd really enjoy it. For more information on the visit to James Gillian's ranch, please visit my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just look under the events section. For those in Japan, I will be giving a series of presentations and seminars on the Galactic Alliance and how to also contact these benevolent space beings in Tokyo, Nagoya, and Osaka, Japan, from November 10th through the 14th. The presentations will be organized with Greg Sullivan of JSETI, and during this time, I also may be organizing a spiritual visit to Mount Fuji, if there's time, which is about 2 hours by bullet train from Tokyo. More information will be posted on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com as soon as details are available. I'll also be doing psychic readings when I'm in Japan. If you're interested in getting a reading when I'm in Tokyo, Osaka, or Nagoya, or at Mount Fuji, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I've also started a new spiritual mentoring program. I'll be happy to give people 2 full psychic readings a month for $100 a month, or $500 for 2 full readings a month for 6 months. I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years, and my accuracy rate is between 90 to 100%. I can help with relationships, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who've passed on. I can be reached at my email address or at my phone number at 509-750-9793. My Skype contact is Ted Marr, OTW Radio. That's TEDMAHR, OTW Radio. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington, and the wonderful Tokelin in Tokelin, Washington, Orion Tech Computers, and the New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, Oregon. With that, I'd like to play a promotion for my friends at Brady's Oysters in Westport and Orion Tech Computers, and then come right back to our guest, Jay Widener. Hello, friends. I'd love to tell you about a wonderful seafood place on the Washington coast. It's called Brady's Oysters. They're located on Highway 105, about 15 miles west of Aberdeen, Washington, in Westport. If you ever go out to the coast and you'd love some seafood, please stop by Brady's Oysters. They have wonderful seafood, including crabs, oysters, clams, salmon, halibut, steelhead, you name it. They've got it. And their prices are extremely reasonable. Their phone number, if you want to give them a call, is 360-268-0077. I've been there myself, and their seafood is great. Friends, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine named Orion. He does wonderful computer work. I've hired him myself to do work, and I've been very pleased with everything he does. His website is OrionTechWorks.com. That's OrionTechWorks.com. And Orion, are you there?
I'm right here, buddy.
Okay, great, great. Could you tell my listeners, please, a little bit about the work you do?
Well, I've been basically involved in the computer field since about 1962, actually. I had the first commercial personal computer that was ever sold in America. It was actually sold by Sears Christmas catalog in the 1962 edition. It was virtually a wooden box with some IBM punch cards and some copper rods. You really couldn't do much with it. But it started my my computer career. And so since then, I've been involved in all kinds of different platforms. In the early 80s, when personal computers came out, I actually programmed the first color joystick drawing program that was available, and wrote CAD/CAM software, wrote a lot of database software. When color PCs came into the PC world, you know, the IBM PC world, I jumped on the platform as soon as we came up to 32,000 colors available, which is basically you can do.
Wow.
You know,
well, I just
really great work there.
Wonderful, Orion. Well, I wanted to tell people briefly that Ryan's done work for me. I used to have Windows 8.1 operating system. I had all kinds of problems with it, and Ryan was able to take it off and replace it with a wonderful new Linux operating system that's very stable, and I have no problems with that whatsoever. But your email is Ted, T-E-D, at OrionTechWorks.com, and your telephone number is 541-633-7340.
And, that's correct.
And yeah. I just want to say that you do wonderful work, and I highly recommend you.
And you can give me my Skype ID, too. For the people that are on Skype, you can get a hold of me at orion.m1.
All right, orion.m1. Well, Orion,
yeah.
thank you so much for coming on today. And I know that I want everyone, if you have a computer problem or a software issue, please contact Orion. He'll give you some great help.
Yeah, just email me or call me, and we can take it from there.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan, for coming, taking your time today.
Oh, thanks, Ted, and keep up your good work, my friend.
All right, thank you so much.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, friends. We're back on the air again, and Jay's been very patient. I just want to make a quick announcement that Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button in the upper top right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. And I just want to thank everyone for their donations and support. I have a new column on my webpage as well called Ask Ted. If you need free spiritual advice, please go to my webpage at outofthisworld1150.com and just click on Ask Ted, and I hope you enjoy my column. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 60 countries. We are also one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 Puget Sound in Seattle area. And our signal also reaches into Vancouver and Victoria, British Columbia, and a big hello to my friends in Canada as well. Before we begin, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program. And my dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, who's doing wonderful work. As well as my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, and my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and the station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. You can always listen live to the show from 2 to 4 p.m. at www.1150kknw, and then after.com, and then after the show, you can always listen to outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on our guests. And so finally, Jay, thank you so much. I'd like to go to our interview now with Jay Widener. Jay, hi there. Thank you so much for being patient today.
Yeah, no problem.
Good. Good. A little bit about your background. You are the director of original programming for Gaiam TV. Gaiam TV has so many wonderful programs on it, and I urge everyone to look at that. It's www.gaiamtv.com. That's spelled G-A-I-A-M-TV.com. Gaiam TV is currently running a weekly series of interviews with Corey Good, who was with the Secret American Mars Space Program for the last 20 years. He has interviews with David Cox, Wilcox, on that television, and I tell you, I've seen the first four videos that have come out recently, and they are simply out of this world. Jay will be talking today about Gaiam TV and his new film, The Last Avatar, which is directed by Jay and produced by his wife, Sharon Rose, who was in the 2012 film called The Odyssey and stars Alexander Polinsky. And Neil David Walsh and the legendary Count Saint Germain. It's a unique film that crosses generations, awakening the idealism and visionary power of the Boomers, the Gen Xers, and Millennials. It has a powerful message, and that we'll be going into that now. Jay, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure. I have more to read about your biography, but if I read the rest, then we'd run out of time, and I would never get to interview you. So I'm just...
Yeah, but then I would know why I feel so tired, because I'd hear all this work that I've...
Okay, good. Well, you know, Jay, one question I always love to ask my guests is, how did you ever get interested in film, how did you start on your spiritual path in life?
My spiritual path? Oh, that's an interesting question. I was actually an atheist and more or less a believer in science, and I was a degree in journalism, and I believe that you could explain everything with science.
Uh-huh.
And everything was going fine in my life, and I was married and I had a good job and everything. But my problem was that I'm an avid reader. And one day, I was at a bookstore or book sale, and I bought these metaphysical books for $1 each,
mm-hmm.
very old, most of them, and sat the bill on me, and I bought 20 books.
Wow.
And I never had really purchased metaphysical books before this day. And I went home and began reading them, in particular one called Mystery of the Cathedrals,
mm-hmm.
which is a book about stating that the cathedrals in Europe are not really built as Christian edifices. They're really monuments to the art of alchemy. And the book was so intelligently written, and its premise was basically that everything that you think you know is wrong.
Oh, really?
And it sent me down on a journey. It started in 1986. And then I actually set out to debunk this book and it ended up debunking me. And so now I am who I am because this book kind of initiated me, took me out of what I was reality and widened my own view of reality so that I realized that there are many things, both seen and unseen, that most people are not aware of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Jay. Well, my path started actually many years ago when I was almost killed in a car accident. And it made me realize about the value and the gratitude of being alive. That was way back in 78 when I was hit head-on by a drunk driver at 110 miles an hour. And since that time, I became interested in the seen and unseen. And like you, I've been studying ever since. Tell us a little bit about your new film coming out. I know people have been asking about it.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking. It's a film that is sort of, I designed it to kind of, we're in the middle of this awakening, and this Corey Good stuff that's happening is part of the awakening.
Right.
I started out 5 years ago to make a film that would help ease our way into the awakening. Mm-hmm. And I got worried that the awakening was going to happen before I got the film done at certain points. But we are much further along than we were 5 years ago. And so this film, you know, like Zen Gardner says, you know, this is the film about the awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to do is explain certain parts of the awakening, both the bad and good parts, in an entertaining way, and also show that is a way out of our problems and that we can overcome our problems through our own spiritual power and ability to
mm-hmm.
see through the matrix, to see
sure.
through the BS factor that's going on around us, to see what is real and what isn't. But you come out the other end when you finally do awaken, you realize that much of the things that the mass media and governments and corporations are presenting to us is actually the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that the stuff that is in my movie and that you probably talk about on the show is actually more real than the reality that they're presenting. And that is one of the major things that happens when you have your awakening. You realize that the subtle things are more important than the big splashy things.
Right.
And so I think we've become hypnotized a little bit. Media, and you know, I've been making films for a long, long time. And I decided that I would use that medium to try to help with the enlightenment or the awakening that is happening. There's
mm-hmm.
no doubt it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not happening as fast as everybody wants because we're all anxious.
Sure. Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, one of the people I've had on my actually show several times, Jay, is a fellow named Scott Lemriel down in he lives down in the Los Angeles area. He's written a wonderful book called The Savior's Agenda. He's also been in contact, both telepathic and physical contact, with the Galactic Alliance for the past, I think, believe 54, 52 years. And he said that the light forces are working behind the scenes, like in your movie, to make this planet a better place. But they've got to be a little careful. The process has to be a little deliberately slow because there are some negative entities here on the planet who could cause us great harm if they wanted to. So the process has to be slow, but I think the tide has definitely turned, Jay, especially with your work, my radio show, especially your new film, in educating people and enlightening them, showing them that the path for the future is extremely bright for all of humanity on this planet.
Although it is, and you know, I'm nothing but an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, yes, as I always say, the enlightenment and the Great Awakening is not going to happen 100%. Until we decide to take care of certain negative forces that are at work on our planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot get rid, whatever that means, of those negative forces by using the same things, the same violence, the same lies that they use.
Right.
So it's a tricky business. And in the film, I that was my, you know, as a writer, that was my biggest problem was how do I, you know, show how to get rid of these negative entities without resorting to violence ourselves.
Right.
And the hero of the film does not resort to violence at all.
Right.
And what he does is he wakes up, and in that waking up, he realizes how he has been manipulated through his entire life, and that what the negative entities featured in the film do is they have a form of theater. And that's what I will tell all of you, is that we are, a lot of what we're seeing on TV and in the news and everything isn't even real. It's just theater that's been concocted for us. And once we see through that, then I think that's the hero's great awakening at the end of the movie, as he finally sees through the manipulation.
Right.
And I think that is the final awakening for us. And the negative entities, which are called archons in my movie, are powerless against those who can see them and those that can understand how they work.
Right.
And I hope that that is kind of like the computer virus that gets loose on the planet, is we all see what they're doing every time they do it and say, no. This is just more of their theater. Keep walking, pay no attention,
sure. And
you know, eat your linguine and, you know, have a glass of Chardonnay, and everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the kind of way we have to approach them, because these guys are crazy. I mean, when you start really analyzing how they do things, the people that run this world are, I don't even know if I can call them evil, just crazy. I don't know if they even have a plan. But either way, we have a plan, and
right. That's
the real thing that has to be said. And I think it's not just the Last Avatar or Guy on TV. It's breaking out everywhere because of what I do at Guy on TV, and I produce some of their original programming. I've kind of got my hand on the pulse of all these things that are going on.
Oh.
Our top people coming through our studios all week long, every week after week, you know. And I'm talking to them, taking them out to lunch, and I'm learning everything on a super level of order. And I can see now that it's just really a matter of explaining what's going on. And then I think people will understand. And I think that's what we're in. The period we're in right now is, like I call it, the great explanation.
Oh,
this is where we're taking all of our time to explain the details. And then people can make up their own mind. If they don't want to join our reality, then they don't have to. But I can tell you this, our reality is a lot more fun than the other reality.
Well, that's true. I agree. I agree totally with you. Well, I think the basic human nature is to be benevolent and positive, and I don't think it's negative. I think that's why your film is so important. The Last Avatar is so important because it accentuates the positive about humans. And the thing that you made an important point here a few minutes ago, Jay, was about the how to deal with negative entities or negative people. And In May I flew to Tokyo and I attended their Hado School, which is part of the Emoto office there. It's a wonderful school for week long, and they basically train light workers. And one of the things that I learned from there, that experience, is when you deal with somebody negative, you don't deal with them with, you don't fight negativity with negativity. Instead, you always try to take the high road if possible, and try to give them love and light in response to their negativity. And if you do that, then they're left with nowhere to go, basically, because if you fight negativity with negativity, all you do is engender even more negativity.
That's right.
You know, but that's why I think
I would even argue that the negative entities want you to fight negative, but they get off on it. You know, the guy that isn't, you know, the guy that isn't responding to the road rage, that pisses off the road rager even more. The guy that just kind of stares, doesn't give the finger, doesn't do anything.
Sure.
You know, I've even tried, you know, yelling out, "Hey, I love you anyway," you know, and that shuts him up. I don't care how angry you are, I still love you. What?
Well. Well, you can look to see what Gandhi did for India. He freed an entire continent from British rule in 1947 through nonviolence.
Exactly. You know, I love that scene in Gandhi the movie where I think it's Trevor Howard walks up to Gandhi. He's like a general in the military, and Gandhi's, you know, sitting in lotus with his white robe on, and he says, "You don't expect us to just out of India, do you?" And, yeah, Not walk out. You could take a boat or horse. There's many ways. You know, and that's kind of how we have to do, you know. This is how these people are. And, you know, and this is really why, you know, I think we're right on the cusp of this really great change.
Well, absolutely.
I've been producing this programming at Guy, Corey Good, and it's mind-blowing. I mean, and I've seen all of it, the entire series. And it's completely mind-blowing, earth-shaking even.
Sorry to interrupt, Jay. I just, for those who are just tuning in, just want to take a quick station announcement. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Seattle, Washington on 1150 AM. We're having a fascinating interview with Jay Widener, the original programming director of Gaiam TV. One thing I should tell you, Jay, is that I am a psychic. I've been in touch with a lot of interesting people on the other side, and Gandhi just popped in now, and he just thanked you for your work, because he said, and he's agreeing with both you and I actually, that nonviolence is the key, of course, in treating your negative entities with lots of love and light, because they don't know where to go. They have nowhere to go, and it forces them actually to raise their vibration, even though that they don't want to, maybe, but it forces them to raise their vibration, because the true nature of humanity is to be positive.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, during World War One, the militaries of Germany and France and England actually had guys that would go down the trenches with these big sticks, and they would hit the top of the guns of the guys that are shooting, because the guys weren't shooting at the enemy. They were shooting above the enemy's heads. This occurred all during World War One. People did not want to shoot each other. They just didn't want to do it. Well, and they had to be forced into it over and over again.
Sure, sure. Well, there actually was a famous, event on Christmas, it was right around Christmas 2014, when German and I think it was the British troops, French troops, they had an armistice.
Scottish, German, and French.
Right, yeah. Scottish, German, and French. And they had an armistice, yep. And they exchanged Christmas. They celebrated, the troops celebrated Christmas with each other in the middle of a war.
And Christmas carols, yeah. I mean, over and over you see these examples of the human race, you know, right. Not wanting. And of course, that infuriated the leader, all three, the Germans, the French, and the Scottish armies.
Sure.
And people were like kicked out of the military and brought out and prosecuted and things for this. So, you know, the leaders don't like that kind of thing.
Right.
Again, it proves over and over that race really doesn't want to deal with things that we deal with the way that we've been dealing with them, mm-hmm. especially in the last 100 years, and technology getting more and more precise. Are the evil entities can do more damage, and it becomes more paramount that we stop them. You know, another thing that's going on is the spiritual maturity that's going on right now. The whole human race is really maturing, kind of at the same time.
Yeah,
and I think that's another thing that, you know, a very powerful entity, and it's part of this awakening, because. You know, maybe one day we won't even need the internet anymore. That's what I'm hoping, or Gaiam TV, or The Last Avatar, right. or any of it, because we will have advanced that far. And I think that's actually possible, by the way.
Well,
and I think, you know, people who are wise are coming forth.
Yeah,
and we need well at this point.
Right, I agree. I totally agree, Jay. As a psychic, I've actually been in contact with Nostradamus the last couple of months, and he said that the timeline changed about 4 or 5 years ago, and because we were headed for some hard times up ahead, but that's now completely changed. Especially, we've had actually help behind the scenes from a group called the Galactic Alliance, and my next guest next hour will be going into that. But the timeline's changed, and the Earth as a whole and humanity on this planet, Jay, I think, is going into a new golden age, which will really it's already started now. It'll go into full force in the 2020s and 2030s, and it'll lead to 1,000 years of, I've been told, spiritual peace and prosperity, where people will truly live in a paradise here on Earth, and war will be, I believe, completely eliminated at that point.
Well, that's kind of what I'm seeing, and, mm-hmm. and I'm not doing it psychically. I'm just doing it from a practical level.
Sure.
I see. You know that it's one of the things I'm really interested in is I'm old enough to remember, you know, internet, mm-hmm. and but the last 22 years we've had the internet. And well, 23 now, mm-hmm. and I've watched, and as the human race has hooked up to the internet, they've gone through the same maturation process that happens when kids go to school.
Really,
doesn't matter how old you are. Uh-huh. In 1992, the internet started, and everybody jumped on the internet, and whether they're 10 years old or 50 years old. And we all went through this maturation process together. First, mm-hmm. just like when you go to school, we mm-hmm. were confused. They were given tons of details of things we really weren't sure were real or not. We couldn't discern anything that we were being told. It was very confusing for the first 10 years or so of the internet.
Sure.
Around 2002, aggregate sites started up in all these different fields, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And they became kind of our processor, so it wasn't so confusing anymore. You could go to this aggregate site and have a person working full time combing through the internet looking for articles and videos that you are interested in on whatever subject you want it to be.
Sure.
And this is in all fields, from bicycling to politics to spiritual matters to everything, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're now 22 years in, and so what I akin to that process of 2002 when we actually discerned what we were reading at is the process of say going to high school and play the violin and learning how to figure sure. out what physics is and learning how to you know, do sports and all the little pods of knowledge that you learn and begin to become good at when you're in sure. your late teens. Okay, now we're 10 years beyond that, 13, 14 years beyond that now, and now a place where our young adults. And we're figuring out that we're flabby, we need to work out, and
sure.
maybe we want to get married and have kids, and maybe I got to get a good job. And here we are in our maturation from the internet.
Right.
But in 10 years from now, in 2025, around 2030, really,
mm-hmm.
we are going to reach wisdom, the wisdom that only comes when you're in your 40s and beyond.
That's true.
And it's going to be a group wisdom from everybody who's going to reach it. At the same time, no matter how old they are, as long as they've been on the internet for that period of time, and well, even if you just got on the internet, you can catch up really fast.
Well,
and that's when it's going to get really interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of the projects that I do volunteer work with is called the Moto Peace Project out of Tokyo, and they produce children's books to teach kids between the ages of 3 and 12, Jay, the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. They're simple little books. I've got a bunch. I do what I can to distribute them. I want to distribute them to many schools and libraries here in the United States as possible, but the theory behind the books, Jay, is that if you teach kids the valuable lessons of love and gratitude now when they're 3 to 12 years old, Jay, by the time 2025, 2030, those kids now will be young adults, and they'll no longer be interested in going off to Middle Eastern wars lasting 40 or 50 years or domestic violence or committing crimes. Instead, they'll want to create a better planet based on love and gratitude.
Yeah, these kids coming up, they're something, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know what to say about them. It's blowing
yeah.
my mind.
Yeah.
And they love my movie, by the way. That's what's really interesting.
Oh, good.
Kids between 12 and 18 really, really like my movie. In fact, the younger you are, the better you seem to understand my film.
Oh, wonderful.
Quite interesting.
Wonderful. Now, Jay,
if it's all right, I'd like to announce where people can see my film, if you don't mind.
No, I was just going to ask you where people could see your wonderful new film, Jay.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to give you the email. I mean the address. It's vimeo.com/on-demand/the-last-avatar-movie.
Okay, so,
Vimeo, B-I-M-E-O, Vimeo.com.
Okay.
/on-demand/the-last-avatar-movie.
Okay, great.
Yep, and you can go to Vimeo and watch the film. Invite your friends, and let's create change in all directions. That's what has to happen now.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Jay. Well, the other thing, too, I know from your background, you've done, you've been featured in the History Channel's documentary, The Lost Book of Nostradamus, and you were also an associate producer and featured in the History Channel's special Nostradamus 2012. I just want to thank you so much for your work. You've done such incredible work. What kinds of films do you have in plan for the future, or new projects?
Well, I'm really, really busy at Guyam producing 4, soon to be 6, weekly programs, mm-hmm. which are all really good. Wisdom Teaching with David Wilcock, mm-hmm. Cosmic Disclosure with Corey Good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a show with Drumvalo Melchizedek soon and Greg Braden soon. Open Minds with Regina Meredith, George Norrie's Beyond Belief.
Mm-hmm.
And Tellinger, I'm doing a series with Alton. I'm really looking forward to on human origins.
Wonderful.
And I really don't have time for personal projects anymore, because Guyam TV, I really believe I can topple the matrix
mm-hmm.
if I just stick with it and don't let up. And
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I just want to give up because it's an extremely difficult job. But
sure.
you know, I know that in the end I can help push this thing over just a little bit more.
Sure.
We'll get to where we need to get to faster. So I, you know, for 99 cents, you can join GuyamTV.com for a month. Give me a month. Give me 99 cents.
That's pretty
guaranteed
reasonable.
You will be pleased.
That's pretty reasonable. That is really reasonable. Well,
it certainly is.
Well, you know, I've heard of Guyam TV, and I'm so happy to have you on today. I'm so happy that Sharon, your wife, introduced me to you. One of the things I've watched recently, last weekend, I watched 4 of the videos which have been released with Corey Good on his work on the secret space program. Talk about Star Trek, man! This guy really is interesting. And you've got what, a total of 10 coming out. So these are just the 4 as the start. Is that right?
No, it'll be a whole year.
My goodness, a whole year! Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm as a person who is a former investigative journalist,
uh-huh.
and I actually worked with police here on murder cases and things.
Wow.
I just had a knack for knowing when someone was lying to me.
Sure,
and
sure.
I was usually right.
Mm-hmm.
The police would say, "Well, what do you think?" I say, "He's lying," or "He's telling the truth," right? And I would end up almost about 92% of the time be right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wasn't psychic. I was looking at the way they moved their eyes and how they were swallowing. And,
sure,
you know. How they were stammering or thinking. And Corey just doesn't, he was under the lights for 40 hours shooting a few weeks ago.
Oh my God.
And I was right there, 5-7 feet in front of him, running the crew, right?
Wow.
And I'm telling you, if he's lying, he is the greatest actor. He should get Academy Award. No one should be even nominated, because this guy never broke. And everything is consistent, his entire story.
Didn't blink once.
I watched
4 hours of his. He never blinked once. Unlike, I'm not going to criticize our president, but if you notice President Obama's news conferences, he blinks all the time. Anyway, nothing
yes,
against
he does.
Him.
And that's an indication you're not telling the truth, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think I think President Obama's controlled, actually, so, you know, he's told
he
what to say and... Anyway, even if he wanted to do good things, he's controlled. So, but
yeah, he's controlled. They got threats on his kids and everything. For
oh,
sure.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know for sure he's told people I know this. So he's actually told, I'm only 2 degrees away from Obama in like 4 different cases, and all 4 of them have told me that he's been threatened numerous times, both up and down the food chain. So
really,
threatened. I know he's controlled.
Threatened to do what? Whatever this force is behind him to do what they tell him to do, or else what? They'll eliminate him, or?
I don't know. You know, I just know that he's told a lot of people that there are people that are threatening him, and
uh-huh.
that he's worried about his wife and kids and everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He should be. I'm sure every president threatens
right,
him.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it doesn't surprise me now with the criminal we got running the show. You know, we got to get beyond that, too. You know, it's
right.
like, it's little things. That seem I can't even speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, small things that you don't really think about
right.
that are what's causing the log jams.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So there's, you know, like I know personally, like there's a substance that's been it. And what you just take regular dirt, that you know, regular dirt that you dried outside,
right?
And you sprinkle water, and you put this powder, which is very thick, into it, and then you form the walls, and the wall ram a tank, and they're only 1 inch wide, these walls. You could ram a tank into these walls, and they wouldn't break. They keep weather out and everything. But every time that this poor guy who invents it tries to, you know, bring it out, the concrete companies, which are run by the mafia, all come out and, you know, just destroy the guy. You know,
oh,
psychologically destroy him, character assassinate him, spread lies and things. And this is just one of hundreds of different things that are going on, stopping us from creating a lot better life here on Earth. And that's one thing about Corey Good, as he says that they've got devices in the Secret Space Program which can run New York City that are the size of, you know, of a little tiny hut, right? It's a device that is free energy. It can power all of New York City. You don't need nuclear power plants. You don't need oil. You don't need power lines. And all of this is, you know, that's what we're trying to do. That's where we're trying to break free. This is the next level of the awakening.
Well,
and it's more of a political struggle in a way. So it's very interesting.
I'm sure you're familiar with Craig Campobasso's film Stranger at the Pentagon, which was a...
I know him. He's a good guy.
Good. Good man. Good man. I had him on my show last year, and he talked about his film, wonderful film about Valiant Thor, who had visited the Pentagon, visited Eisenhower, and he was at the Pentagon from 1957 to 1960. And he had offered technology and spiritual advancement to the Eisenhower administration to completely eliminate poverty and disease on this planet. But guess who was against it? Former President, Vice President Nixon was against it because he said he had a lot of friends in the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession, and he was afraid they were going to lose their jobs if disease was completely eliminated and poverty was eliminated. So, unfortunately, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff apparently was against Valiant Thor because they didn't get any weapons out of him because they wanted some nice new space-age weapons. And
apparently that's what they do. They trade. It's according to Corey, an intergalactic slave trade run by the Dracos, and they trade technology to our cabal for slaves. And this is what Corey's coming forth, and he's angry. And the whole alliance within the Secret Space Program is actually really pissed off about all this, and is trying to stop it. And I actually believe it.
Yeah, I believe it too.
I believe that there's something going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Richard, I interviewed Richard Kramer on my show a couple weeks ago. He was also in the Secret Space Program, too. He says he's spent the last 20 years, Jay, on Mars. And guess how many people he said there's up there? 6 to 7 million people up there. And many of them are slaves of the Dracos. And
that's what Corey said, that they're slaves of them. He brainwashed these people into believing that all life on Earth has been destroyed.
Right.
And so they're happy to be there because they would not want to be in the hell that the Earth has become.
Wow. Wow.
I say as I look out across the Colorado Rockies. You know, on a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Wondering why someone would say the Earth is destroyed. But, you know, this is what they're doing.
Right.
And so what we're hoping is that, you know, more of these guys are going to break loose and start talking. Once they see how well they're being by places like IMTV, and more will come forth. We'll learn more and more until finally, you know, the balance will have tilted to our side.
Sure.
And we will demand the free energy to be released, the slavery get up, and the whole scene is just going to get more and more interesting as you go through the Corey's Cosmic Disclosure on IMTV, and it's one jaw-dropper after another. And he drops, what's curious about Corey is he drops details that he doesn't have to drop, but he does anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they're delicious details. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And I know a lot. I know a lot of contacts in NASA and places, been in this a long time.
Sure.
And every one of those things that these people in high places have told me, Corey is agreeing with.
Mm-hmm.
So fascinating. That's just sending me for, you know, another knock that this guy is not lying. He's telling the truth. We have a Star Trek-like space program going,
right.
and super advanced technologies, and we want it.
Sure.
To
sure.
know what's going on.
Sure, absolutely. Since we pay for it. We pay for it. Taxpayers on this planet pay for it. So why shouldn't we know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, that's even more important.
Wow.
Money has to be extorted from these countries to build this elaborate stuff.
Sure, sure. Well, I know you know Corey J., and when you talk to him next time, I tell him I'd love to have him on my show sometime for an hour or two.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Wonderful to have him on. What a good man.
I talk to him all the time, so.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I'd love to have him on my show. And, but I think, you know, I think you're right. I think things are changing. I know that from the I think it was the fourth video that I watched last week with him from Gaiam TV, that he said that there's going to be a transition period of disclosure, of course, about the secrets program. And some people may get arrested. You know, I mean, people are going to be kind of upset when this reaches the mass media. Eventually, there's only so many things that CNN and the New York Times can't ignore us forever, can't ignore Corey forever either, because eventually people are going to say, hey, how come you don't report this on this story here? And
I'm going to tell you what their reaction.
Sure, sure.
Because what they're going to say, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm. Look right here. And you're going to say, I'm paying me. There's this little tiny NASA develops electromagnetic force drive.
Hmm.
And they're going to say, look over here. And you're going to see that if you're paying really close attention to the media, that even though it's in the background and it's a hum, slow disclosure is going on right now. They're disclosing alien planets everywhere, that there's possible life nearby, that life can live in frozen lakes on Europa, that... possibly there's, biocarbons on Mars, and it's just this slow, maddening disclosure. Now they got a ship that can go to the moon in 4 hours. They announced that the other day.
Amazing.
It's like every single thing. And I asked Corey when we were shooting, I said, okay, so this transport system you have, I'm going to tell you that I've heard my sources told me it's electromagnetic. And he lit right up and he says, yeah, it's this amazing electromagnetic force engine. And then a week and a half after I talked to him, NASA comes out and says that they have this engine.
Amazing. That's amazing.
It is. We're forcing them out.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Cockroaches are being forced out under the
rock. Well, you know what happens when you're in a dark basement, Jay? And it's all dark and everything, and there's a bunch of, if you shine a light down there and there's large rats, well, they'll scatter when you shine the light on them. They'll scatter.
Because
the light, the white light is always stronger than the dark. And something funny that James Gillian said on a video the other day, I've been down to his UFO ranch in Trout Lake, Washington here a couple of times, and he said the white light is winning, and he said that resistance is futile. The dark forces.
They just keep upping the game. And they're like, come on, you guys, stop it. Just turn into mature adults. Quit playing games with us all the time. That's all they do. And we're now seeing it. And you're realizing that they're bad boys. They're bad boys in the playground.
Yeah.
And they're throwing off firecrackers and they're doing, seeing the girls and bullying. But when you stand up to them, they just wither.
Right. Right. Yep. All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I had an astrologist, a really good astrologist last year, about a year ago, named Susan Miller out of New York City, and she said that this was a time of truth the rest of last year and in through this decade in the 2020s and 2030s. And I know she's right because things are coming out now. She said that things that are true would become even truer and more self-evident, but things that are negative or are not meant to be, they would fall by the wayside. And this includes governments, relationships, careers, all kinds of things, things that you're supposed to know and the truth of those things would become more self-evident, and the things which are not true and not good for you would fall by the wayside. And obviously the secrecy surrounding covert American space program that's been going on for decades since Eisenhower's illegal 1954 treaty with the reptilians is finally coming to light. And I think that the people of this planet deserve it. You know, every time I go to the pump and put in, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks in gas, I think, you know, this is so unnecessary. All I'm doing is giving my money away to these oil companies. And there are far better technologies to get around, and we don't need oil anymore.
Hallelujah, brother. That's exactly right. We don't. And that's where we got to go with the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, it's happening on so many levels that it just can't be denied by anyone who's got a pair of eyes and ears to watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
And this change is it's profound.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen next is we're going to start questioning everything. She is right. This is a time of, and we're going to start questioning every. It's like, why are we sending people from districts to Washington D.C. when they can meet on the internet?
Well, that's true.
Why?
That's true.
Well, why can't the congressman stay here where his people are, where the lobbyists can't get to him very easily?
Well, that's a good point.
Where we can watch, where we can see him at the store, right?
Right, exactly.
And he doesn't go away.
Right.
Yeah. And, and it'll be that way with everything. You'll be able to get examined by doctors over the internet. We won't need to go to hospitals.
Sure,
it's going to go on and on. It's going to get more and more deeper and more complex. Same thing with the court system. The court system is going to be another one to start working out problems without having to go down to a courthouse. And a lot of this
and
stuff
using,
is going to be...
And using the adversary system. I mean, why do we have to fight all the time? There's other countries like Norway that has a conciliation court system for civil disputes where you go in and you mediate all your disputes. They look down upon the American system, actually, because they use conciliation and harmony to resolve cases, not the adversary system.
Exactly.
You know,
that's where we're headed. You got it exactly right, and that'll happen on many, many levels.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
it's profound.
I have a lot of listeners in Japan, and I can't say enough good words about the Japanese culture and Japanese people because they.
I love the Japanese. Too.
What a beautiful country and beautiful people! Because there, in the United States, we have one lawyer for every 250 people. In Japan, guess how many lawyers they have? One lawyer for every 10,000 people in Japan. It just shows you.
That says a lot.
You know, that says a lot.
And just imagine if this technology was released, Chima would never have had to happen. And none of those terrible things that happened there. And Corey says they have technology that is secret that can clean up Fukushima. So... Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Well, actually, the Galactic Alliance, I'm told, stepped in and cleaned up much of the radiation in the Pacific about a year ago. And,
really?
Yeah, they did. There was a huge bloom, Jay, of radioactive waste, material coming from Fukushima. It was due to hit the Seattle area in April, May of last year.
I remember this.
And I went out and did saltwater samples of the water off the coast. Privately, because our governor in this state, in Washington State, Jay Inslee, had refused any testing. He still has refused testing. And Obama had shut down all the federal radiation testing centers on the West Coast, so nobody knows what's going on. So I went and had a private lab in the University of Wisconsin test all the water. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And I want to also thank Governor Jerry Brown because he allowed his Department of Public Health in Sacramento to do all the free testing we wanted to of salt water off the Washington coast. When Jay Inslee, our governor here in Washington, specifically wouldn't allow it, refused to do it. But that radiation hasn't shown up as far as I know. And the Galactic Alliance tells me they're not going to let us commit suicide and destroy our own world with radiation from Fukushima.
And you know about the farmer, right, that lives 2 miles away from Fukushima?
Is that the one who's grown these miracle apples? No, tell me about him. Interesting.
Yeah, he loved his animals. They were evacuating everybody, and he's a really sweet guy. So I saw an interview with him once, just a sweet guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to leave his animals. So he said, no, I'm going to stay behind and take care of my animals.
Wow.
He's been there for 4.5 years.
I'll be damned.
No animals have died of any kind of cancers. So he's fine.
What's his name? What's his name, Jay?
I can't remember his name, but just type in Farmer Fukushima. Still there, you know, did not evacuate or whatever. You'll find it because it's a famous story.
Okay.
And he's still there. You know, so again, question everything.
Wow.
Right?
Amazing.
Question everything. Question their fear because Their fear is just something that they cannot resist,
Jay,
pumping you up and making you fearful.
Jay, I'm so sorry, my friend. We're getting close to the end of the hour. Please stay tuned for our next guest. And, Jay, I want you to have the rest of the time. We've got about 30 seconds left, maybe.
Sure, everybody. Go to Vimeo, type in The Last Avatar, support filmmaking that films about this kind of subject matter, and I think you'll like it. It's got good acting, good cinematography. It's got great reviews. New Dawn said it was a great film. So just that's a request that you give us as much support so we can continue to make films like this.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jay, today, and I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.